Radio Theater Project. Theater of the Mind for today. Comedies and dramas, mysteries and science fiction, old stories and new. Radio Theater Project. Theater of the Mind for today.
Jambach, a future past story written in 1953 by Jack Vance, a thoughtful writer of science fiction who writes about the human condition rather than technology. Here is an earlier story about a planet settled by Muslims and a tabloid reporter who is supposed to exploit them. Here's Jambach, adapted for radio by Perry Whittle.
Sam, what did you think of the show last night?
Well, Helen, it was informative.
Right, Sam. We're in a rut. What's worse, it was dull.
It's factual stuff, Helen. That's what people expect from a show called Know Your Universe.
Seaweed processors of Alphard 9? Who cares about seaweed?
We bring them everything. Color, fact, romance. Next week, it's the ball expedition to the mixed-up mountains on Gropus.
The point is, Sam, we've got to loosen up. We've got to sock 'em, excite 'em, thrills, mystery.
I've got something you might like. Hold on. I filed this just 10 minutes ago.
Didn't like it much, did you?
No, that was 10 minutes ago. Listen. Sequence idea by Wilbur Murphy. Horseman of Space, the man who rides up to meet incoming spaceships.
Rides up on a horse?
And that's what Wilbur says I can't pronounce this.
Circumesque.
That's what it looks like, but those consonants are all aspirated gutturals. It looks more like...
Is Murphy around?
He's explaining his expense account to Shifkin.
Get him in here.
Look, if this is about the bar tab, how do you think I get information? I've got to...
It's not about that, Wilbur. It's about this.
Didn't like it, huh?
Yeah, well, we thought the emphasis should be a bit different. Instead of the space horseman, we like the working title. Odd Superstitions of...
Oh, hell. Call it Circumesque. Where'd you get this wild fable?
My brother-in-law is a purser in the Celestial Traveler. They connect with the feeder line out of Circumesque. The steward on the shuttle ship gave him the story.
That's a Javanese planet, isn't it?
Javanese, Arab, Malay...
How high up does this horseman greet the spaceships?
Does it matter?
No spacesuit? In a vacuum?
Exactly.
We could use a sequence on Sergamesque superstition. Emphasis on voodoo or witchcraft. Naked girls dancing. Lots of color. Secret rites stuff.
Not much room on Sergamesque for secret rites. There's no atmosphere. The settlers live in a mountain valley with airtight lids over them.
There's a lot of material out there. Go get it, Wilbur. Mystery, excitement, thrills. But lay off this horsemen in space. There is a limit to public credulity. Don't let anyone tell you different.
It was right out there, sir. You came riding up.
No helmet, no spacesuit?
He wore a short single-loop vest and pantaloons and yellow Hadrosi hat. No more.
And the horse?
I can't describe the horse. I was intent on the man.
Did you recognize him?
By the brow of Lord Allah, it's well not to look too closely when such matters occur.
Then you did recognize him?
I must be at my task, sir.
Look, miss, I travel a lot, and I've never had anything like this. I've been poked, patted, prodded, and probed for hours.
It is necessary to be thorough, Excellency.
You scanned the bags, and me, 3 times already. What are you worried about? Drugs? Contraband?
Weapons, Your Excellency. Guns? Explosives?
I don't have any guns.
But these objects here?
They're cameras. They record pictures and sounds.
May I intrude?
Your Excellency. Of course, welcome.
You may find it possible to spare Mr. Murphy any unnecessary formality.
As Your Excellency recommends.
Sorry. Allow me to introduce myself. Tuan Murphy, I am Ali Tamas of the House of Singulut, and my father, the Sultan, begs you to accept our poor hospitality.
Why, thank you. This is a very pleasant surprise.
Convey Mr. Murphy's luggage to the palace.
At once, Excellency.
A guard awaits us, Mr. Murphy. And what is the audience of Know Your Universe?
It's huge. We call them participants.
Well, naturally. We hope that you and your participants will enjoy Sangolut.
Your inspectors are pretty careful about weapons.
Our existence is ordered and peaceful. You may be familiar with the concept of Adak?
I don't think so.
A word, an idea from Old Earth. Every living act is ordered by ritual, but our heritage is passionate, and when unyielding Adak stands in the way of an irresistible emotion, there is turbulence, sometimes even killing.
An Amok?
Exactly. It is as well that the Amok has no weapons other than his knife. Otherwise, he would kill 20, where now he kills one.
If you don't mind, I'll record some of my impressions.
By all means.
Photographer's diary. On the road from the spaceport, I saw the valley roof, the terraced hill lines, striped in various shades of green. Now we're heading through the compound like an earth bazaar. Each side of the road is lined with canvas pavilions, tents, booths. The men wear loose white pantaloons and short open vests. The women wear only the pantaloons. Handsome set of people.
In these unsettled times, only we of the house may cover our chests. All others must show themselves and declare themselves through Sangolusi.
I imagine that you celebrate a number of interesting festivals. Naked, colorful dancing?
To the contrary. We left our superstitions and ancestor worship back on Earth. We are quiet Mohammedans and indulge in very little festivity. Perhaps here is the reason for Amoks and Jambaks.
Jambaks?
We are not proud of them. They are bandits, flouters of authority. I will show you one presently.
I heard of a man riding on a horse to meet the spaceships. What would account for a story like that?
It can have no possible basis. We have no horses on Sergimus. None whatsoever.
Right. Oh, excuse me. Photographer's diary. We're in a beautiful square. Must be 100 yards on a side. The central feature of the square is a 20-foot pole. On the top sits a cage, and crouching inside the cage, a naked man.
That is a Jambak. As you see, we attempt to discourage them.
What's the metal object on his chest?
The mark of his trade. By that you may know all Jambak.
I must come back here and photograph that cage.
I will show you our farms, our vines and orchards. Your participants will enjoy these. They have no interest in the dolor of an ignoble Jambak.
Well, our aim is a well-rounded production. We want to show the farmers, the members of the Great House, as well as the fate of the wrongdoers.
Exactly. For every Jambak, there are 10,000 industrious Sangolusi. It follows then that only 1/10,000th part of your film should be devoted to this infamous minority.
About 3/10 of a second, huh?
No more than they deserve.
Sam, do you know the danger of this business?
Ulcers?
Progressive mental myopia.
What's that?
We think we know what kind of show we want. We send out our staff to get it, and back it comes just the way we asked for it. Pretty soon, we believe it. Our version of the universe, full blown from our brains like Minerva stepping out of Zeus. See what I mean?
Well, I understand the words.
We've got our own picture of what's going on. It builds up and up, and finally, we're like mice in a trap built of our own ideas. We cannibalize our own brains.
Helen, nobody will ever accuse you of being stingy with a metaphor.
Sam, how many times have you been off Earth?
I spent a couple of weeks on a resort on the moon.
There comes a time to get a new perspective. That means looking at our preconceived ideas, checking our illusions against reality. We need to check up a little. Let's see what kind of circle we can make. Gowers here at Canopus. Keelers over here at Blue Moon. Wilbur Murphy's at Sergimesk.
This is my father, the Sultan.
You represent Home Screen Network, Mr. Murphy.
I'm a staff photographer for Know Your Universe.
Ah. We export a great deal to Earth, but not as much as we'd like. We are very pleased with your interest in us, and naturally, we want to help you in every way possible.
Well, I'd like to visit some of the ancient cities.
I advise against it. They are shards, weathered stone. There is no stimulation in dead stone.
Mystery! Excitement!
What about
thrills.
Temple dances, firewalkers, snake charmers, voodoo?
We came out here to Sirgamesk to escape the ancient superstitions. Our lives are calm and orderly. Even the Amoks have practically disappeared.
But the Jambox?
Negligible. Tomorrow, I will hear a report on preparations to reclaim 4 more valleys with an added area of 600,000 acres. You will want to be present.
But tomorrow, I'd like to go prowl around the valley, meet your people, observe their customs, religious rites, courtships, funerals.
The festivals are celebrated quietly in the home here. There is a small religious fervor. Courtships are consummated by family contract. We are Ditchwater Dough.
May I conduct you to your suite now?
My suite?
The Sultan has made a tent available for you in the palace grounds. There you may rest and relax in preparation for tomorrow's report.
I had a different kind of relaxation in mind.
Frozen perfume shavings for the lady and white rice beer for His Excellency.
Thanks, pal. Keep the change and bring me a receipt.
A receipt, Your Excellency?
It's a business expense. For my interview with Miss...
Penjobang. Sek Penjobang.
Wilbur Murphy.
Wilbur. Such a funny name. Wilbur.
I suppose you get kind of bored here in Singaloo?
Life is pleasant, but it concerns with little things. We have no great adventures. We grow flowers. We sleep. We love.
You run amok?
Oh, no, no, no. That is no more.
Not since the Jambox, huh?
The Jambox are bad, but better than amok. When a man feels the knot forming around his chest, he no longer takes his kris and runs down the street. He becomes Jambox.
Where does he go? What does he do?
He robs, but it is not well to talk of them.
Why not?
The Sultan does not wish it. When one talks of Jambak, the Sultan's ears rise like the points on a cat.
So what? I've got a legitimate interest. I saw the Jambak in that cage out there. That's torture.
Oh, he is very bad. He opened the monorail car and the air rushed out. 42 Singaloo Senarasi bloated and blew up.
And what happened to the Jambak?
He took all the golden money and jewels and ran away.
Ran where?
Out across Great Farasang Plain. But he was a fool. He came back to Singaloot for his wife. He was caught and set up for all people to look at, so they might tell each other, thus it is for Jambaks.
Where did the Jambaks hide out?
Who can say? Out on the plains or in the mountains?
They must have some shelter. Probably an air dome.
No. The Sultan would send out his patrol boat and destroy them. They hide out among the rocks and tend their oxygen stills. Sometimes they visit the old cities. I suppose.
I wonder, could it be Jambox who ride horses to meet the spaceships?
Ridiculous! We have no horses in Sirgamesk.
Oh, okay, forget the horse. If they all wear that metal ornament on their chest, how can they hope to hide out?
They appear by night. Slip through the streets like ghosts. You will notice persons brushing up against you, feeling you. And when this happens, you will know they are agents of the Sultan, because only strangers and the house may wear shirts.
Yeah, I've noticed that custom.
You talk so funny, Wilbur. I like to hear you talk.
And I like to watch you do it, Silk.
Good morning, Mr. Murphy. I'm Ruby Trimmer, resident director of the Import-Export Bank.
Morning.
You feeling all right?
I didn't get much sleep.
I waited until she left. Guess I should have waited longer. But I was eager to say hello to our new visitor.
I suppose you don't see many strangers.
Not too many. Nothing much to bring them. You work for Know Your Universe, I hear.
Yeah, I'm one of the legmen. I've seen a lot of the galaxy. A lot of queer tales, like this Jambox stuff.
Lay off the Jambox. They're not healthy around here.
This place is bugged.
Not anymore. I found two pickups and plugged them.
Those were just plants, hidden where you just barely spot them. You can't catch the real ones. They're woven into the cloth. Pressure-sensitive wires. Maybe we should go for a walk. I'm more or less privileged around here. The Sultan finances his land reclamation project through my bank. But there's more to Singalute than the Sultan.
Namely?
Now we're getting into where I don't like to talk. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Prince Ali thinks roofing in more valleys is a waste of money. When there's Hadra and New Batavia and Sudamund so close.
You mean armed conquest?
You said it, not me.
They can't carry on much of a war unless the soldiers commute by monorail.
Maybe Prince Ali thinks he's got the answer.
Jambox?
I didn't say that.
No, you sure didn't. I picked up a girl. I suppose she's working for either the Sultan or Prince Ali. Do you know which?
Might be either one. There's a way to find out. Get her off where you're sure there's no spy cells. Tell her two things. One for Ali, the other for the Sultan. Whichever one reacts, you'll know you've got her tagged.
For instance?
Tell her you can rig up a hypnotic ray from a flashlight battery and a piece of bamboo and a few links of wire. That'll get Ali in an awful sweat. He can't get weapons. None at all. And for the Sultan, tell her you're onto a catalyst that turns clay into aluminum and oxygen in the presence of sunlight. The Sultan would sell his right leg for that. He tries hard for Singalut and Sirgamesk.
And Ali?
I never said what I'm gonna say. Ever heard of a jihad?
Ali wants a holy war? Sounds kind of fantastic.
Sure it's fantastic. Don't forget, I never said anything about it. But suppose someone, strictly unofficial of course, let the idea percolate around the peace office back home.
That's why you came to see me.
Now, Murphy, you're a little unfair. I'm a friendly gal. Of course, I don't like to see the bank lose what we've got tied up in the Sultan.
Why don't you send in a report yourself?
I have. But when they hear the same thing from you, a know-your-universe man, they might make a move.
But how's Ali going to launch a jihad when he doesn't have any weapons? No warships, no supplies?
Now we're getting into the realm of supposition.
You allergic to supposition?
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Mystery! Excitement! Thrills!
Taking footage. Do you know where I can find some picturesque rites? Mystical dances, human sacrifice?
Thank you for coming. I hope you can afford the interruption in your schedule.
By all means.
How was your suite? You found it to your liking?
It's the gravy train.
I beg your pardon?
I usually sleep in a bubble tent and eat condensed food. Here, I've got a garden suite with a private pool. It is very much to my liking.
Excellent. I understand that you had a visitor this morning.
Yes, Miss Trimmer.
May I inquire the nature of the conversation?
It was of a personal nature.
Trimmer is an excellent lady, but unbelievably loquacious.
Well, she spoke of your hope to increase the compass of Singalute.
That, my friend, is no hope. It is absolute necessity. Our population density is 1,500 to the square mile. We must expand or smother. There'll be too little food to eat, too little oxygen to breathe.
I can make that idea the theme of my feature. Singalute dilemma. Expand or perish.
No, that would be inadvisable.
It sounds like a natural.
To expand, I need funds. Funds are best secured in an atmosphere of calm and confidence. The implication of emergency would be disastrous to my aims.
I see your position.
Excellent. Anticipating your cooperation, my Minister of Propaganda has arranged an hour's program stressing our progressive social attitude, our prosperity, and financial prospects.
Go get it, Wilbur! Mystery! Excitement!
But, Sultan...
Thrills!
If I film the stuff your propaganda minister cooked up, when I take it back to Earth, the producer and editor will rip it apart, lard in some headhunting, a little cannibalism, and temple prostitution. You'll scream, and I'll be fired.
Well, what do you yourself have in mind?
I think it's going to be the contrast between the ruined cities and the new domed valleys. How Earth settlers succeeded where the ancient people failed to meet the challenge of the dissipating atmosphere.
Well, that's not too bad.
Today I took shots of the palace, the dome, the city, the paddies, groves, orchards, and farms. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a trip out to one of the ruins.
In that case, I will provide an armed escort. Will 20 guards suffice?
What did you do today, Wilbur? You look at all the pretty girls?
No, I ran footage. Got the palace, climbed the ridge up to the condensation vanes. I never knew there was so much water in the air till I saw the stream pouring off those vanes, and hot.
We have much sunlight. It makes the rice grow.
The Sultan ought to put some of that excess light to work. There's a secret process that I'd better not say.
Oh, come, Wilbur. Tell me your secrets.
It's not much of a secret, just a catalyst that separates clay into aluminum and oxygen when sunlight shines on it.
Wilbur, I did not know you for a man of learning.
I know lots of tricks. I could take a flashlight battery, a piece of copper foil, a few transistors, and bamboo tube, and turn it into a paralyzer gun that'll stop a man cold in his tracks.
No. Wilbur, that's amazing!
Well, it wears out after 2 or 3 months, but what's the difference? I make him as a hobby.
Wilbur, you're a man of marvels! Now, we will drink, and you will tell me more of these amazements. And later,
Photographer's diary. We've walked almost 5 miles across the Farisang Plain since sunup. The going is slow because of the bulk of the spacesuits and the reluctance of my guards. They're armed with crossbows and swords, which they treat with due respect, since the smallest puncture of one of these suits and poof, I can see the white ruins of the ancient city of Gautamipur rise from the desert valley, majestic, imperious, baked by the sun, but somehow...
Look, there it goes!
What? What are you pointing at? Stop recording. There's nothing out there.
Jambak.
Well, there's only one of them.
Where one walks, others follow.
That's why the 20 of you are here.
It is madness challenging the Jambaks.
I'll be the judge of that. Let's go. Photographer's diary. As we approach the ruins, the eroded city walls rise above, occupying more and more of the sky. We're about to enter the ruined city gates.
We have gone far enough.
You're under my orders. We're going through the gate. Start recording. The city was made of frailer stuff than the wall, and has succumbed to the thin storms which rage a million years after the passing of life. Stop recording. Wow. Virgin archaeological territory. No telling what a few weeks digging might turn up. There'd be tremendous publicity for Know Your Universe. If I uncovered a tomb, a library, or works of art... that Sultan would provide diggers. We can make quite a showing in a week if they could put aside their superstitions. Maybe finding diggers won't be a problem. You look pretty relaxed. And you wear a shirt. Now that the Sultan can't see you. But aren't you cold? Aha. Where's your spacesuit? How can you be alive? Where are the guards? There they go. Fastest I've ever seen them move. Who are you? A Jambak? A wizard? A hallucination? Start recording on automatic. I see you've got a couple friends. But how do you breathe? Let go of me. You've proved you're not hallucinations. What are you? All right. Take me wherever you want. Just be careful with that sword, pal. Nick my suit and I'll pop like a cheap balloon. Prince Ali, what's going on here?
There are the materials. Flashlight battery, aluminum foil, wire, a transistor kit, metal tubing, and tools. Now get to work. Let's see one of these paralysis weapons you boast of.
What do you want them for?
I lead an army, but they march without weapons. Now give me weapons. I will carry the word to Hadra, to Batavia, to Suleiman, to Boeing Bohot.
How? Why?
It is enough that I will it. Now again, I beg of you, get to work.
I've got myself in a fine mess. Suppose I don't make this weapon for you.
Well, you will remain here until you do, under increasingly difficult conditions.
I'll be here a long time.
If such is the case, we must make our arrangements for your care on a long-term basis.
Hey, let go! Keep that mask away from me! What are you... Know your universe! Man murdered by fanatics! Crime recorded on his own camera! See the blood!
Sergamask! Bigger and brighter every minute!
It must have been just about here that Wilbur's horseback rider appeared.
I wonder how Wilbur's making out on his superstition angle.
Well, why don't you just ask him yourself?
What?
There he is outside, riding some kind of critter.
It's a ghost!
No, it's Wilbur.
He sees us.
Look, he's waving.
That's not a horse he's riding. It's a combination ramjet and kitty car with stirrups.
He's coming aboard the ship. He's heading for the entrance port down there. So what happened when you woke up from the chloroform?
Well, nothing very much. I felt this attachment on my chest, but didn't think much of it. Still kind of woozy. I was halfway through decompression. They keep a man there 8 hours, drop pressure on him 2 pounds an hour, nice and slow so he don't get the bends.
Was this the same place they took you when you met Ali?
Yeah, that was their decompression chamber. They had to make a jambok out of me. There wasn't anywhere else they could take me. Once my head cleared, I saw this apparatus stuck in my chest. I saw the oxygen tank. I saw the blood running through the plastic pipes, blue from me to that carburetor arrangement, red on the way back in, and I figured out the whole arrangement. Carbon dioxide still exhales through your lungs. A man doesn't need to breathe. The carburetor flushes his blood with oxygen. The decompression tank adjusts him to the lack of air pressure.
But Wilbur, how'd you get away?
I saw those little rocket bikes and began figuring. I couldn't go back to Chingalut. I'd be lynched on sight as a jambok. I couldn't fly to another planet. The bikes don't carry enough fuel. I knew when the ship would come in, so I figured I'd fly up to meet it. I told the guard I was going outside a minute, and I got on one of the bikes. Nothing much to it.
But weren't you cold? I mean, space is supposed to be absolute zero.
Space is nothing. It's not hot, and it's not cold. When you're in the sunlight, you get warm.
I still can't understand it. This Prince Ali, he's kind of a rebel, huh?
I don't blame him in that way. A normal man living under those domes has to let out steam somehow. Prince Ali decided to go out crusading. I think you would have made it too, at least to Sergamesk.
Certainly, there are many more men inside the domes.
When it comes to fighting, Jambok can lick 20 men in spacesuits. A little nick doesn't hurt him, but a little nick bursts open a spacesuit and the men inside comes apart.
Well, it's a great feature, Wilbur. A great film. Maybe we can stretch it to 2 hours.
This has been Future Past, radio adaptations from the golden age of science fiction, presenting Jambok by Jack Vance, adapted for radio by Perry Whittle. In the cast were Anthony Michael Faye Bruno as Wilbur Murphy, Joanna Bruno as Helen Freyberg, David Johnson as Sam Catlin, Amanda Allo as Panjo Bang Suk, Christine Yautzi as Ruby Trimmer, Michael O'Reilly as The Sultan, Stephen Straub as Prince Ali Tomas. Other parts played by Willie Gross and Beth Hartley. I'm your announcer, Janice Gage. Edited by Jay Charles. Future Past theme by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. Assistant producer, Amanda Allo. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Recorded at KSVR Studios, a Radio Theater Project presentation.